The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. Time's running out to qualify for the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. The deadline is fast approaching for Michigan farmers to qualify for USDA's Farmer Bridge Assistance Program.
So the first component of this is making sure that folks that have not submitted an acreage report get that done. That's when we're locking down acreage reporting on December 19th.
And that's Richard Fordyce, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation.
Once we have that and knowing the formulas that we are going to use, so we're going to use production cost models, USDA production cost models. We're going to use the WASD, not completely sure which one, depending on timing from a price standpoint, the 2025 planted acres. So we will be announcing by crop the payment rate by crop around December 22nd.
Last week, President Trump announced that $12 billion in financial assistance would be available to America's farmers. The goal is to help those struggling with high input costs, low commodity prices, and retaliatory tariffs due to trade disputes.
I don't know how many factors would go into what an economic loss would be. You know, certainly we know that inputs are high, margins are slim to negative. Certainly a lot of things affect that. And I guess we wouldn't know necessarily what percentage of that is related to which one. There's certainly several of those that contribute, but this is an economic loss program.
But Fordyce says that farmers must meet certain requirements to qualify for the assistance.
We're going to use the payment limitation levels from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which are $155,000 per person or legal entity. So yes, there will be a cap on what producers can earn. A one-time deal, yes. And then we also have an eligibility test, the adjusted gross income of $900,000. The entity participating has to certify that they have an adjusted gross income of less than $900,000 to be eligible.
Find out more about the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program at MichiganAgToday.com.
It's a known fact that some seed companies appreciate your business so much that they have you sign a contract to lock in your orders for years. In other words, you're stuck with them. Seed Genetics Direct doesn't waste paper on contracts. To show their appreciation, Seed Genetics Direct does things like sell seed at a fair price, shake your hand and say thank you. Do business once with Seed Genetics Direct and you'll want to buy from them over and over again. Value knowledge, performance, and no contracts. It's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
Attention farmers, Jim and Jody Johnson are retiring and their premium equipment is heading to Purple Waves December 30th Ag Auction. Don't miss their 2024 John Deere ExactEmerge 1775 NT Planter and 2019 John Deere S760 Combine. This retirement auction features well-maintained machinery that's been part of a successful farming operation with equipment located in Osage, Iowa. Everything sells. Absolute no reserve to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com for details. Purple Wave Auction, straight, simple, sold.
Hi, I'm Luther Marquardt, and I'm Executive Vice President of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Big changes coming through the Great Lakes region here today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag weather update. Starting the day still quite mild, strong southwest flow in here, and our next weather system is coming together. Rain is going to be starting here mid to late morning and then continuing this afternoon into early evening. I still believe there's a chance for rain to end as a burst of snow as we move past the sunset, but everything is done over our region here by midnight. We may see some snow showers here this evening and overnight up in the UP where we're getting colder faster. But that's the thing here. We see a brutal change in air mass behind this front. Temperatures drop like a rock tonight. I'm hearing the term flash freeze used a lot. I've used it quite a bit already. But that just means temperatures are going to go really, really fast downhill. So we're going to probably freeze some liquid here. Be ready for that. And your Friday is going to be blustery and cold. Likely picking up some lake effect cloud cover in a large part of the state and some lake effect snow showers in the western part of Michigan for tomorrow. Everybody clears out for Saturday. Well, The lower peninsula clears out for Saturday. UP probably in line to pick up another round of scattered snow showers with a skirting system to the north. But we don't really see much problem in the south. We're staying chilly for Saturday and see a reinforcing shot of colder air for Sunday. So I don't think we get quite as warm as our neighbors to the south, yo-yoing back and forth over the weekend. What I can tell you, though, is next week we do moderate temperatures quite nicely. It starts Monday, but the heart of this warmer air is Tuesday through the weekend. We've got well above normal air mass in here for Christmas and probably holding off on moisture now until rain comes in Christmas night and goes into the 26th. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
DairyDew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year right now with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health this fall for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best DairyDew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from DairyDew.
With a check of how the grain markets performed on Wednesday, we check in now with Andy Eubank and with Carl Setzer with Kansas Ag Consulting. They spoke at the close of trade Wednesday.
Somewhat quiet and mixed markets. We did see a higher move throughout the trading session, albeit limited, in the corn futures market. And both wheat and beans did test the high side, but overall, not a whole lot of action.
No, a real quiet session today, and kind of expected this. We just don't have any buying interest underneath the market. Nobody wants to extend positions. Next week's trade will be highly shortened. Monday and Tuesday, most of the activity. And then the following week is the week prior to year end, so it'll be shortened as well. A lot of traders getting out of their positions today. Spread trading in that soy complex has been noted the last couple of sessions here late in the day, giving us a little bit of pressure on the nearby, but supporting new crop soybeans. And that did give away to fresh buying interest today. So was supportive in the end. Corn starting to lead the market a little bit more, taking support from our persistent flash sales that we've been getting.
Carl Setzer with Kansas Ag Consulting. Settlements from Wednesday, March corn up 4 cents at 440.5. May corn 3.25 higher, 447.75. January soybeans, though, dropping 4.5 cents to 1058.25. March beans 3 cents lower, 1068.75. And March wheat down 3.25 to 506.25. February live cattle $1.15 lower at $229.55. February lean hogs falling $1.77 to $83 even. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.